Hello, and welcome to 9 Second News, issue 145. Today's Wednesday, March 31st. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the last day of quarter one, 2021. How has your year been so far? Where will you be working next year? At home, in the office, or a little bit of both? As the country begins to open back up, many companies are struggling to figure out what the correct answer is. Recently, JP Morgan Chase, Salesforce, and PwC have all announced that they'll be selling some of their current real estate footprint, and they're not alone either. According to the CBRE group, more than 137 million square feet of office space was available for subleasing at the end of 2020, marking a 40% increase year over year. This naturally is causing rent prices to drop rapidly, and prices for office spaces have dropped 13% over the last year. It's getting harder and harder to get lost. Even if you're really, really bad at directions like us, Google announced a variety of new features for Google Maps yesterday, including Live View AR, which will allow you to point your phone around locations and see arrows directing you to various landmarks in the area. In addition, they also launched a low emission routing option, weather reports in-app, and various other QOL changes. We're sure Netflix will make a doc about this too. Yesterday, Netflix announced that it had formally set a goal to be carbon neutral, net zero greenhouse gas emissions, by the end of 2022, and wants to have cut all emissions from operations and electricity use by 45% by the end of 2030. In order to hit their ambitious 2022 goal, they'll first focus on offsetting their emissions, a practice that has yet to be proven to slow climate change effectively, although Netflix says they've vetted options thoroughly. Last year, the company's emissions was 1.1 million metric tons of CO2. Some good news for hungry investors. For those of you who don't already have it on your calendar, National Burrito Day is April 1st, and Chipotle wants to celebrate that. Today, they announced Burritos or Bitcoin, in collaboration with Stefan Thomas, the man who infamously lost the passcode of a Bitcoin wallet with $387 million in it. On April 1st, users will be able to go to this site and try 10 combinations of a 6-digit code. 10,000 users will receive a burrito, 50 people will receive $500 worth of Bitcoin, and a lucky 3 will get $25,000 in their cryptocurrency. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.